We're still holding the beginning of the second bracha of Shemini Esrei. We're holding by the words Mashiv HaRuach U'Moirid HaGeshem or Moirid HaTol. So Mashiv HaRuach U'Moirid HaGeshem means who makes the wind blow and makes the rain descend. And Moirid HaTol, which we say this time of the year, if you're Davenis HaSfard, is who makes the dew descend. So, let's talk about this a little bit. Last time we were learning the Shir on Tefillah. So we spoke about the Marashah. Marashah points out that Hashem is Gevura, that this bracha of Shemini Esrei is called Gevura. Gevurais. Gishamim is called Gevurais Gishamim. In the words of Chazal, it's called Gevurais Gishamim. The might of rain. So the Marashah points out that Hashem's Gevura is much different than the Gevura of human beings. And that the Gevura of human beings is usually measured by how many people a person can kill. But the Gevura of the Rabbeinu Shlom, Ato Giva the Adam Hashem Mechaya Meisim. But the Rabbeinu Shlom's Gevura is that he can bring the dead back to life. It says the Mashal that similarly, Gevura, the Gevura of rain, brings goodness to the world. So the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike the Gevura of mankind, which causes destruction, the Gevura of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings blessing. So I believe that it's no coincidence that tonight is the midah associated with tonight's sphira. For every day of the sphira, there's a specific midah, specific character trait that is associated that we're supposed to be misakin. And the midah for day 12 is hoyd shebegvura. Which means the beauty within might or within strength, or it could also mean hoyd can also mean gratitude within strength. Here we are thanking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for his gevura. This is hoyd shebegvura. This is the gratitude within Gevura. We're thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for his Gevura. We explained last time how, if not for Gevura, which is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's contracting and limiting, the world would have been flooded with Hashem's Chesed. So if not for the Gevura, which is Hashem withholding his Chesed, the world wouldn't be able to exist. So we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his Gevura. And that is what Gevurah's Gishamim is about. It's not that much about what the Gishamim that the Rebbeinu Shlom brings down to the world, but it's all of that that the Rebbeinu Shlom is withholding that allows us to benefit from the Gishamim that he does give to the world. So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gevurah's Gishamim. It's Hoyd Shevi Gevurah. On a deeper level, there's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says it talks about the Shuas HaPikadon. Talks about a person who gives another person an object for safekeeping, whether it's an animal or a vessel, and the person denies receiving it. Or if a person lends someone money and the person denies borrowing the money. So there's a shvua, there's an oath that the nifkad or the loiva has to take. The borrower or the person that the object was deposited by needs to take. And that is that Chazal derived from this pasuk, Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh. Now the Rishonim say, now the halacha is when we're dealing with somebody who borrows money, if he denies everything, he does not have to take an oath. It's only if he admits to part of the money and denies part of the money, only then does he have to take an oath. It's called a Moed B'Miktas. And some of the Rishonim say that we learn this from the pasuk, since it says, Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh. What does that mean? Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, when you say, when we find the word who means he. You know, you're talking about someone that is not present. Someone that is nistar, it's not nigla. Someone who is not present, or else it would be zeh. Zeh is something you can point to. So zeh represents something that is nigla, something that is revealed, something that is present. And who represents something that is concealed. Since the pasuk says, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh, so it's obviously it's talking about that the person is revealing something and concealing something. That is how we derive from here that only a Moed B'Miktas needs to swear. Only somebody who reveals part of it and conceals part of it, that type of person needs to take an oath. Now, having said that, the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world in a manner that his presence is concealed. And what is revealed to the naked eye is Gashmias. All that we see in this world is physicality. The Rebbeinu Shlom is concealed. The Avoda of a Yid, what we're here in this world for, is to change the revealed into the concealed and to change the concealed into the revealed. Meaning that what we need to work on ourselves is that whatever we look at, we should be able to see the Rebbeinu Shleil in every object, in every happening, in everything in this world where the Rebbeinu Shleil is concealed, and everything is the Rebbeinu Shleil. A Yid needs to work on themselves that whatever they look at, they should be able to see with a godly look. They should be able to see the Rebbeinu Shleil in everything. And that the gashmias of everything should be secondary. So in essence, what we need to do is to make the who into a zeh, and the zeh into a who. We need to take the Rebbeinu Shleilam, who is concealed, and make him revealed, and take that is revealed and make it concealed. But we have an archenemy. And that archenemy is Amalek. Amalek wants us to believe, Asher Korcha, Amalek wants us to believe that everything in this world is an accident. And everything in this world is coincidence. And we're supposed to take everything at face value. He wants to transform what we make into Zeh, he wants to make into who, and what we make into who, he wants to make into Zeh. And that's why when Ahasuerus wanted to find out who Haman was, he said to Esther, "Mi hu Zeh ve'ei Zeh hu? Who is this person that wants to make who into Zeh and Zeh into who?" To which Esther responded, "Haman hara hazeh." So whatever we're trying to make into, we're trying to make the Rabbanu Shalom, that is a who, into a zeh. He's trying to make the Rabbanu Shalom into a who, and we're trying to make Gashmias into who, and he's trying to make that into zeh. It's interesting to note that in those words itself, mi hu zeh, v'ezehu, the last letters are yud kei vav kei. So even in those words, the Rabbanu Shalom is also concealed. The Rabbanu Shalom is the who in those words as well. Now, the concealment of the Rabbanu Shalom is called Gevura. The Rabbanu Shalom conceals himself in this world. He has contracted himself to the point that he is concealed. That is called the Gevura of the Rabbanu Shalom. Gevura is contraction. It's concealment. It is the avoda of a yid to find that hoid shebe Gevura, to find that beauty that is concealed. That is our avoda. That is the avoda of this day of the Sefira. To find the hoid shebe Gevura, to find the beauty that is concealed within this world. To find, to make that who into zeh. And that's why this avoda of hoid shebe Gevura, finding that beauty within concealment, is specifically on day 12. Because both who and zeh are both gematria 12. This is the day that we're supposed to make the who into zeh. We're supposed to find that hoid shebe Gevura. Now, the difference between geshem and tal, geshem is rain and tal is dew. Geshem is very apparent to everyone that it descends from heaven. Dew, on the other hand, just appears. One, you can't see it coming down. You can't see it descending from heaven. So in a sense, Geshem represents the Zeh. It's revealed that it is descending from heaven. And Tal represents the Hu. Represents the concealment of the Rabbanu Shalom. Really, Tal represents everything in this world. It represents that everything in this world seems as if it just appeared. No one knows, no one can see that it descended from above. Moirid HaTal is our declaration that we believe that everything in this world that is on this level of Tal, everything in this world, all happenings in this world, all objects in this world, everything in this world that no one can see how it descended or that it descended from above, we declare Moedet Atal, that Rabbeinu Shleilam is the one that brings everything into being. It is the who that we need to make into Zen. And this is why we begin Moed Atol on Pesach. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy explains that the whole reason why Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a integral part of Yiddishkeit is because it is through the open miracles of such as Yetzias Mitzrayim that we are supposed to realize that everything else that seems to run by nature, that really everything is a miracle. The Rabbi Nishlam runs everything. Moided Atol. That even the Tal, even all these things that seem to appear on their own, without us seeing how it descends from above, that in truth, it is all the Rabbi Nishlam controlling everything. So it is Davka on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we witnessed the Rabbi Shlomo's miracles and how he controls the world, that is the day that we can declare Moed Atol. That even the things that appear like Tal, it is the Rabbi Shlomo that makes those descend. Chazal tell us that Gadol Yom HaGishomim Kiyom Shenitna Bo Torah, that a day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given. It's very difficult, Chazal. What does that mean? That a day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given? The answer is now that we have the Torah HaKadosh, there have been many apikorsim that have said that Torah is not min hashamayim. They've said that Torah doesn't come from heaven. And those same apikorsim will tell you that everything else in the world also doesn't come from heaven. All the things that appear like tal in the world don't come from heaven. But the yom hagishamim, a day of geshem, which represents a day of miracles, where everyone can see that what is happening is coming from heaven, that day is Kiyom Shenitna Bo Torah, is like the day the Torah was given, that one couldn't deny that it was coming from heaven. Yom HaGishamim means a day where the Rabbeinu Shalom's involvement in the world is obvious. And that is Kiyom Shenitna Bo Torah. Last week, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, before Pesach. When we spoke about the Karpas, Kol Sus Rechav Paray, I related to you the Chassam Sofer, of how Chassam Sofer says how every person has within themselves Tzemeach Chai and Medaber. Every person has within themselves the Medaber, which is our Seichel. Our human beings are called Medabrim because we have intellect. We have within us, every person has within themselves the Chai, which is the animal. That is the Taivis that we have, the desires that we have. And every person has within themselves the tzemeach. Tzemeach means sprouting. And the way the Chassam Sofer explains that is the way we act. The tzemeach, the way we act, is a result of our intellect or our emotions, which is either our medaber or our chai, that brings forth, that sprouts forward action and expression. So that is tzemeach. So we all have within ourselves the medaber, the chai, and the tzemeach. Now the Chassam Sofer explained that the avodah of a yid is to see to it that the medaber is the ruling factor, meaning that our intellect is what rules over us. It is not that our desires should rule over us, rather our intellect should rule over us. Chazal say that tzaddikim libam bershusam, the righteous people, their heart is in their possession, meaning their intellect rules over their heart. However, rishoyim heim bershus libam, however, the wicked, they are in the possession of their heart. Their desire rules them. And their tzemeach, the tzemeach of the Rishon, meaning their actions, is a result of their taiva, is a result of their chai, it's a result of their animal. Whereas by the tzaddikim, their tzemeach is a result of their intellect. Mitzrayim, said the Chassam Sofer, is the taiva capital of the world, Ervas Haaretz. Their heart ruled. And that is why chametz represents Mitzrayim, because chametz is Rosh HaTevis, Chai, Medaber Tzemeach. Chai was in charge, Chai ruled, Medaber was secondary, intellect was secondary, and Tzemeach was a result of their Chai ruling over their Medaber. And that's why on Pesach, we're not supposed to have any chametz, because on Pesach is a time that we're supposed to work on our medaber ruling over our chai. The only way, says the Chassam Sofer, that our medaber can rule over our chai is if we're willing to break our taivis. We have to be willing to break our taivis and not allow ourselves to follow everything that our heart desires. Now, the Chassam Sofer had said that the ches of chametz represents the chai, which is the animal, the taivis. If you break the ches, it becomes a hay. So, says the Chassam Sofer, that's why we eat matzah, because matzah is medaber, which is the intellect. Result of the intellect is our tzemeach, and what comes in third place is the broken ches, which is the hay, the broken chai. Now, it's interesting to note that we have the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, correspond to Tzemeach, Chai, and Medaber. How is that? Sukkos is all about Tzemeach. Lulav, the Esrig, the Sukkah, the Schach. The entire Yontif is all surrounded by Tzemeach, by sprouting things. That's Sukkos. Pesach is called Pesach because of the Korban Pesach. Right? The Korban Pesach is slaughtering the Chai. That is what Chassam Sofer explains, that is what the whole Yontif of Pesach is about. It's about seeing to it that we should slaughter the Chai. We should not allow the Chai to rule over us. Rather, we, the Medaber, should slaughter the Chai. We need to break the Chai. It's the Korban Pesach. So Pesach is all about the Chai. Shavuos is when we became Medabrim. To be a Medaber, to talk without Divrei Torah, I mean, everything talks. Birds talk. Animals talk. They just have their own language. But they're not called Medabrim. They're not called Medabrim because they don't have Torah. Yidin are called Medabra because we have Torah. Shavuos, Kabbalah HaTorah, that is when we became a Medabra. So the three of them Torahim correspond to Tzemeach Chai Medabra. Now it happens to be that each Yontif has the other two as well. For example, Sukkos has, although the main theme of Sukkot is Tzemeach, but it also has the Porei Achag. Sukkot is probably Yom Tov, he brought the most karbonos. 70 karbonos. The Porei Achag, so that's Chai. And then Sukkot, we say Halal Shalem for all eight days. So you have the Medaber. On Pesach, besides Pesach, the main theme of Pesach being the Korban Pesach, which is the Chai, you also have the Tzemeach, the Matzah is Tzemeach, the Chmor is Tzemeach, and you also have the Medaber, there's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And on Shavuos, even though the main theme is Medaber, we also have the Kivsei Atzeres, which is Karbonos, specific Karbonos for Shavuos, which is the Chai, and you also have the Tzemeach, the Shtei Alechel, or run on the Shavuos is Tzemeach. So you have all three by every Yontif, but each one has a primary focus. Shavuos being the Medaber, Pesach, the Chai, and Sukkot the Tzemeach. Now, if we would analyze each one of these koiches that a person has, we would see that each one requires a different type of attention. For example, our intellect is a gift from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The neshama that we have dwells in our moyach. It dwells in our intellect. It's all a gift from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's kadosh. By nature, our intellect is holy. All we need to do is to protect it, that it shouldn't be compromised. We shouldn't allow the world to corrupt our seichel. But our seichel onto its own is a davar kodesh. We just have to protect it. The chai that we have it's exactly the opposite. It has an atiyah, it has an inclination to bad. It drives us to bad things. So the way we have to deal with our chai is not just protecting it, quite the contrary. We need to run the other way. Whenever we feel a desire to anything bad, we have to run the other way. That's how we deal with the chai. And regarding the Tzemeach, what the Tzemeach is about is, it represents our actions. It's something we need to constantly nurture. We need to constantly grow. That's what Tzemeach is. Tzemeach is growth. A Yid needs to see that their Maasim are continuously growing. So regarding the Medaber, we need to protect it. Regarding the Chai, we need to run the other way. And regarding the Tzemeach, we need to nurture it. This is, I believe, what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Nitzor l'shayn chamero. Nitzor means guard your tongue from evil. The tongue is a medaber. The avodah of regarding the medaber is nitzor. Guard it. Guard it from evil. Protect it. And then David HaMelech continues, Sur Meira, when it comes to your chai that is driving you towards Ra, Sur, you need to run the other way. Asay Toiv, when it comes to doing, which is the Tzemeach, that you need to do, you need to act. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. The pasuk says, "Yaakov nosa sukkosa." Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. The pasuk doesn't say "Vayova Yaakov sukkosa." Yaakov came to Sukkos, as it says right afterwards, "Vayova Yaakov shalem." It says, "Yaakov nosa sukkosa." Why does it use the word nosa? Because nosa is Rosh HaTevis, nitzor l'shan chamera, right? The samach is sur meira, and the ayin is asay toiv. It has all three of these areas. The word nosa addresses the medaber, the chai, and the tzemeach. The nitzor is for the medaber, the sur is for the chai, and asay is for the tzemeach. And it says, V'yakov nosa sukkosa. Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, because Sukkos is the completion of the three Yamim Tovim. It's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Pesach is when we run away from the Ra. Shavuos is when we guard the Medaber. And the Sukkos is the final Yontif, when we nurture the Tzemeach. V'yakov nosa sukkosa. These three letters, Nun, Samach, and Ayin, have three other letters that are very similar to it. The Nun is very similar to the Gimel. If there's a little bit of a niche, a nick, in the bottom of the Nun, it will be a Gimel. And that fine difference between the Nun and the Gimel represents something we find in Pirkei Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos that Havei Mitalmidov Shel Avram Avinu, a person should not be Mitalmidov Shel Bilam Arasha. One of the differences is that Avram Avinu had a Ruach Nemucha and Bilam had a Ruach Gevoya. Bilam was arrogant. He had a lifted ruach, and Avram was a humble person. He had ruach nemucha. The difference: the first letter of nemucha is a nun. The first letter of gevoya is a gimel. The pasuk says, "Al tivieni regel gava." Keep me away from that foot of gava. The difference between a nun and a gimel is that a gimel has a foot. It's the regal gava. It's that foot of gevoya, of one raising themselves. So that is, it's very easy to cross that line between nemucha and gevoya. The samach of nosa is easily interchangeable with the endomem. An endomem and a samach are very, very similar. And we mentioned that the samach of nosa represents the sur meira, turn away from the bad. If you, once again, Bilam had a nefesh rechava. When it came to taiva, it says he had a nefesh rechava. He had a very, very broad appetite. If you broaden the samach, it becomes an endomem. So the nun, which represents the nitzor l'shein chomeira, represents protecting our medaber. If we do not protect our medaber, quite the contrary, if we hold ourselves to be big, l'shein medaberes gedolos, we become a balgaiva, that nun turns into a gimel. If we allow our samach, our sumeira, to have a nefesh rechav, it becomes an endomem. An ayin, and I never realized this until I actually was writing a Sefer Torah. If there's a little bit of a line at the end of an ayin, mamish, a hair's breadth of a line, it becomes a shin. Asay toiv, do good. The opposite of doing good is shev ve'al ta'asa, is sit and don't do nothing. The ayin is easily interchangeable with the shin. Now, if you take now the letters that we don't want, instead of nun, samach, ayin, instead of nitzor, sur, and asay, we'll have gimel, shin, mem, which is geshem. And that's why on Sukkos, when we're supposed to come to that completion of nosa, of nitzor, sur and asay, Geshem is a siman klala. We're not supposed to mention Geshem on Sukkos. It's a siman of a curse. Because it represents the opposite of everything we're supposed to accomplish. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Moirid HaGeshem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam puts down Geshem. And just quickly, before time is up, we find a tremendous significance to the number 40. Right, we were in the Midbar for 40 years. The Torah was given 40 days. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, it was 40 days. On the post of Yikhuli Truma, the Baal HaTurim says that the word Truma is Torah Mem. The word Truma is Torah Mem because the Torah was given in 40 days. What is the significance of 40? Perhaps the significance of 40 is that the word Li, which means to me, is Lamed and Yod together is 40. The Pasuk says, V'yikhu li truma, Rashi says, li lishmi. Li means whatever you do, do for my sake, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is the Avodah V'yid. Avodah V'yid, as mentioned before, is to take everything in this world and bring it to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That everything should be li. Everything should be to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the Torah is about. It's all about Li, bringing the world to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If there's any ulterior motive, if a person has any ulterior motive, it lacks in Li. It's very interesting that when the Gemara is tells us how many lashes a person gets if they're over on a loisase. Chazal don't say there are 39. Chazal says arboim chasar achas. It's 40 lacking one. How many malachas are there on Shabbos? Arboim chasar achas. 40 minus one. Why can't they just say 39? The answer is because a person is only over on a loisase when the person doesn't realize that the tachlis of the world is li. How did lamatas malachas come into the world to begin with? Because Adam Arishon ate from the cheta, ate from the eight adas, so it was nigzer on Adam. That's when the lamatas malachas were introduced. It was all because of a lack of understanding of the li. The Chet HaEgel came about because Arboim Chasar Achas, we couldn't wait that extra 40th day. It was, and that represents Avodah Zarah for Klal Yisrael. When there's an ulterior motive that's already on a fine level, that's Avodah Zarah. A person's worshiping their own motive. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Moirid Hatol. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam puts down Lamed Tes also. Lamed Tes is not something that is not a good number. It's a number that represents Arboim Chasar Achas. The 40 lacking the one. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Moirid HaGeshem and he's Moirid Hatol. We shall all be zeicha to be miyachad all of our masim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to find the who and to transform the who to zeh and the zeh to who on this day of Hoyd Shabbi Gevura. We should all be zeicha to the Torah Mem, the Torah that is given on the 40th day, Bekarev, in the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Sotayra that is approaching.